This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin's highest judiciary will decide the fate of the state's 1849 abortion law. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
A circuit court determined last year that an 1849 law doesn't apply to medically consented abortions in Wisconsin. The high court heard arguments Monday about whether a 1985 state law overrides the older one, allowing abortions before the point at which a fetus could survive outside the womb. Jenny Higgins, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, says returning to the status quo would mean a dire landscape for abortion access.
Even though abortion is technically available at clinics in Wisconsin right now, it's heavily restricted because of insurance and Medicaid prohibitions. People have to pay out of pocket for a service that should be covered by insurance.
Abortion access disproportionately affects those who are already the most marginalized, Higgins says. She notes while people from all walks of life may find themselves needing abortion care, factors like poverty and racism make it much harder for some to achieve reproductive autonomy compared to those with more economic and social resources.
Those effects make it much harder for folks to be able to access contraceptive care, be in relationships that are stable and healthy and communicative, be able to see past the end of the day, right, into one's future, if you are, again, sort of focused mostly on your own economic scarcity or figuring out how to feed your kids or figuring out how not to get evicted.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Badgers lose to Oregon. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. Wisconsin battled, but lost to number one ranked Oregon 16-13. A 19-yard gain on third down in the fourth quarter was called back when a Badgers offensive lineman was charged with a chop block. A replay later on NBC showed it was a bad call. Head coach Luke Fickell.
I guess I don't know the definition of a chop block. It usually means you got to leave your feet in order to hit somebody low. But when you hit them in the waist, it doesn't seem to be a chop block. But nonetheless, you know, you've got to find ways to overcome things, and we weren't able to do that tonight.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Hornets 115-114. Giannis Antetokounmpo called for a foul in the final seconds, and after the game, the referees admitting there was no contact. Giannis asked for his reaction.
You know, I've been in the league, this is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one. So I'm not going to comment on that.
The Bucks host the Rockets tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project. Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
Morning leaves is in the air. November twilight steals across my heart. At 5 o'clock, the streets are dark. Across the empty bandstand in the park, November twilight softly falls again. So still that you could hear a voice if one were calling. So quiet that you could hear a tear if one were falling. And April's laughter steals once more across the dark pavilion of my heart. And then I miss you most, miss you with the ache of long lost things. Of sunburned arms and garden swings when life was beautiful and love was young and gay.
Back we are, Julie London, Pete King's orchestra. That tune written just for her. And now, Edmundo Ross next time. What's our next holiday again? Remind me.
Thank you very much for the entry, iron. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the entry, iron. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much. Thank you very, 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 very much. You don't know how much they all mean. They seem better in my dreams. Thank you very much for the entry iron. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the entry iron. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Thank you very much for love. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for love. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Sunday joy. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Sunday joy. Dano Capital Heritage, natural beverage, being fat, the Union Jack, nursery rhymes, Sunday Times, Naplin Bomb, everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you very, 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 very much. It all simply spiffing and true. Let me whisper, I love you. Thank you very much for the entry iron. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the entry iron. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for playing this record. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for playing this record. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. For a gracious theme. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much. For a gracious theme. Thank you very, very, very much.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her
track.
Stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well... Now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
Which wife are we on?
On various Thanksgivings. No, we're going to...
In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
Did you? I wanted an oyster stuffing and a turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yeah.
And that was all.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. For this Thanksgiving.
Here's John Gary.
Underneath.
I'm just number one on your list of things to be thankful for. let us bow our heads and I ask prayer, thank the Lord for the jokes we're about to receive. I couldn't even get the benediction out, could I? Now, before I start the show, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming. I mean that. Now, this is a good chance to set the record straight. Do you notice who's working on a holiday? While David Letterman, Bill Cosby, Bob Newhart, John Davidson, and David Brenner are home with their families, I'm here. That's right. Of course, I only work holidays. That's it. Hey, you sound in a good mood. Have you had your Thanksgiving dinner already, or are you going to do it later? Okay, all right. Anyway, Ed is back in New York. Did the Thanksgiving Day parade today?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Macy's Day Parade.
Doc is over here, and Mr. Excitement. The only man I know who on Thanksgiving asks for brown meat. All right, Tom.
Good.
You know, I'm from the Midwest. You know that. You're up from Oregon. Right. Don't you get wax sentimental this time of the year and get homesick? Yeah, I do. My memories take me back to the plains of Nebraska, where I grew up as a youth. That's right. And I can never forget a girl I went with and met there at Thanksgiving. She was an Indian girl. Yeah, they have a lot of Indians back around here. Princess Dying Rabbit. I'll never forget. No, today the entire Carson family gathered at my home for it was kind of like a Norman Rockwell portrait of Thanksgiving. You know, we had the turkey, the pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, the elderberry wine. Kids were at one table, the adults sitting at the other table. I heard it was fun. I was at the Ma Maison with Swifty Lazars, so I missed it, but I understand it was a lot of fun at that. See, my turkey is coming earlier than I thought.
Give thanks for the wonderful sunshine that helps you to smile when you're blue. Give thanks for the birds in the springtime singing their songs to cheer you along. The raindrops bring happy hours, God's teardrops to bless the flowers. Give thanks every day when you kneel and pray, and give thanks for your blessings each day.
Thanks for the wonderful sunshine that helps you to smile when you're blue.
Give thanks for the birds in the springtime singing their song to cheer you along.
The raindrops bring happy hours, God's teardrops to bless the flowers.
Give thanks every day when you kneel and pray, and give thanks for your blessing each day.
Good night from Mo.
Good night from Larry.
Good night from Joe.
Good night from the Three Stooges.
Sleep tight, kids.
Good night.
Shh.
I would like to thank all the people who worked for me during this long and hard-fought campaign. Many people are asking how it feels to go to bed on election night thinking you have the presidency in the bag, only to awaken a few days later and... and discover you're a loser. Well, I'll tell you quite frankly, it takes some of the edge off the morning and gets your day off to a pretty bad start. The American people have made their choice, and I will abide by it. I have sent a telegram to Mr. Nixon promising support... promising support for all programs which benefit the people of this country. He has sent a telegram back saying he will try to think of some.
Gene Krupa. That's Benny. This is John Williams. We'll be right back. That's from 1941. No, the movie.
To swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Good morning, everybody. Football game starts at 10 on WRGN, but you can still connect with the music of the stars till high noon. Keep it on 540 WAUK after that. I'm Lou Regani, music of the stars, Mr. Manilow.
Her name was Lou. Through, I always get what I Don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Give in. Hello, Joe. It's me. It's so far. Hold on, that's you.
Sa ban vilain ti mania la.
That's out of Damn Yankees. Gwen Verdon. Here's Judy Garland. The music of the stars.
Come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout
It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
WRJN. 1400 AM and all across Wisconsin and on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all over the world at civicmedia.us. Good morning. Not enough time to listen to all the music I want to play, but I'm happy with these 5 hours. On Saturday morning, Rick Johnson here. He's got his weekend capsule countdown. It lasts a minute. Counts down a whole year. You got to talk fast, but Rick can do that. Got a capsule, you see. That's why they call it a Saturday mornings. 8:30. 9:30. When he plays all those timeless hits. This is the King of Swing. Benjamin Goodman. The kid from Maxwell Street. I'm told at 10 o'clock we're going to be off on WRJN, but you can still hear it at WAUK 540 AM. We're all over the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media. Have been. For a year. Thank you for being here.
These days are ours. country sky. Hello. Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. You feel so right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. These days are happy and free. These days are share them with me. Gonna cruise her around the town. Show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Open the music.
Here's Barbara.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. So let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days. Together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy
The Music of the Stars, Homer and Jethro. Jethro playing it straight for a change.
I'm here to talk about Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. You do know the reason and the start and the story of Thanksgiving, don't you?
Don't talk down to me, Dick. My brother and I are very thankful for many, many things, and of course I know the story of Thanksgiving. I think we all know the story
of
Thanksgiving.
Well, share the story of Thanksgiving.
Well, once upon a time, long, long ago, the pilgrims came to America. That's about it. Here we are having Thanksgiving.
I can't believe my brother thinks that's the entire story of Thanksgiving. That is ridiculous.
That's the story.
They came to America. That's it.
That's it.
Why did they come to America?
That's another question, Dick. I didn't know you were going to ask.
I asked for the story of Thanksgiving, not just how they got started. Complete the story. Okay. Why did they come? Why did they take a perilous voyage across the sea?
Okay, that's another question. I'll give you another answer. What is the question?
Why did they come to America? The pilgrims.
They were hungry.
No.
They were thirsty.
No, they were not thirsty.
They were lost.
No, they weren't lost. They were persecuted. Now, that's a very important part of the story.
Yeah,
they were persecuted pilgrims,
right.
And they landed at Plymouth Rock.
They had a brother that persecuted them, so they left, and they came to America. And they came to America. When they got to America, they met some Indians, and they said to the Indians...
They said what?
They said to the Indians, they said, when are we going to eat?
When are we going to eat?
And the Indians said, would the fourth Thursday on November be okay? And the pilgrims said, the Indians said to the pilgrims, they said, hey, did you bring your brother?
Did you bring your brother?
They said that, and the pilgrims said, nope, we left the brother back there. They said, oh, good. Thank you.
Here's a brand new song, Thank Your Lucky Stars, and radio's new star, Ella Mae Moss.
How's your love life? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yes, thank your lucky stars. It's doing fine. Keep your love life as sweet as candy bars. And thank your lucky stars like I thank mine. Everybody's living. But you're okay, you've been successful. Thank your love life, and how's your bar and thank your lucky star like I thank mine. So thank your lucky star. Thank you, stars, right now.
The true meaning of Thanksgiving, and we all know it's a day set aside to give thanks and to count our blessings. Have you counted your blessings?
A matter of fact, I have.
You have?
Well, I think every Thanksgiving we should all take a moment and count our blessings.
And reflect.
And count our blessings.
Reflect.
And I counted my blessings, and I did it this manner. I took all my bummers for the whole year, and I kind of added them up, and then I subtracted my bummers from all the good things that had happened, and then I divided by three, and I came out exactly, and then with the, and carried it over, and it was 150 blessings. 150 blessings, and I counted you as one of my blessings.
You counted me?
Yeah, 150 blessings.
150 blessings, and you counted me.
Yes.
And guess how many I counted?
How many?
For me.
How many?
I have 151.
How can you have more than that?
Because I counted you twice.
Oh, thank you.
Irving Berlin wrote this. It's Eddie Fisher.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. You're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. And you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
A 1958 movie starring Maurice Chevalier and the music of Irving Berlin.
And I can't sleep. I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. And when my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads. And one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings.
Good morning, everybody. It's Lou Regani, Music of the Stars. I'll be back after news on the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.